The search for the missing Malaysia Airlines jetliner is now focused on the waters in the southern Indian Ocean, waters that present significant challenges to investigators. David Gallo has direct experience in searching for planes that have disappeared. He's the director of special projects at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, and he co-led the team that found the flight recorder for the Air France flight that disappeared in the Atlantic en route from Rio to Paris in 2009. And David, you and your team found the black box of that Air France flight in 2011, 2 years after the plane went missing. So transfer some of that knowledge and that experience from the Air France flight to this very sad story with the Malaysia Airlines jet. We know this area they're looking for is vast. It's remote, about 1,500 miles from the Australian coast. What is the ocean bottom in this area like?
Sure. Well, with Air France, we had something in the middle, South Atlantic. We had something similar to the Rocky Mountains. This is more like the Blue Ridge Mountains, if it's where I think it is. You know, I have to take a closer look at the map. It's an underwater volcanic terrain, probably a lot of fresh volcanics at the crest, maybe active volcanism, maybe actually erupting today. It's a thing called the Southeast Indian Ridge. And the water depth in the middle, at the crest of this mountain range, is about a mile and a half, and then it gently goes to the north and south down to about 3 miles. So it's smoother here than it was. The terrain's smoother than the Air France issue. It's maybe a little bit shallower than Air France. But the thing that is different is Air France, we knew that we were going to have days where we could count on rough weather. Here, you're lucky to have days where you can count on decent weather. It's almost always lousy in this part of the earth.
So does that just impede search efforts?
Yeah, you bet it does. I mean, for one thing, the site is about a 7-day steam from Perth. So any expedition that you mobilize, you have to do it from Perth and steam out there. So that's a week just getting there, and it's a week back. Boats, normally on a ship, you'd like to be no more than a month out altogether. So that leaves between 2 and 3 weeks to be on site. And, you know, if the winds are 60 miles an hour and the boat is going up and down 30, 40 feet now and then with the swells and the tides, you know, it's almost impossible to get any work done under those circumstances.
Can you launch a submersible, a small sub in choppy water?
Yeah, in Air France 447, we wanted to get away from the idea of a long cable with a vehicle at the end of it. So we used basically underwater drones. But you're absolutely right. In the case of the Malaysia Air 370, if the seas are rough, you can't even begin to launch and recover the drones. We call them autonomous undersea vehicles, AUVs.
Have AUVs ever been used in this part of the Indian Ocean?
There have been expeditions there. Back when I was there, west of this area, back in 1986, there was no such thing as AUVs or even barely ROVs, remotely operated vehicles. But right on this particular area, no, this would be the first expedition that would ever use AUVs. And if in fact they choose to go that way, I'm not sure what route they will choose to go. And I have to keep coming back to the idea that there's not a shred of evidence, really, that that plane ended up in the water. And we have indirect evidence from the Inmarsat stuff recently, but, you know, there's not a piece of debris that we can say belongs to an airplane.
Some people have described the search as looking for a needle in a haystack. Somebody retorted, we're actually still looking for the haystack. I'm just wondering, are you confident that the searchers are looking for a haystack at this point?
That's exactly right. So, you know, we're looking, if you're looking for a needle in a haystack these days, you can do it, right? You just have to have the right thing, a magnet, in the right amount of time. But it helps to know what part of the haystack to look in, or even the right haystack. And we spent, in the Air France expedition, we spent about 2 months looking in the wrong part of a big haystack, and we found nothing. And so no matter how good you are, if you're in the wrong place, you'll find nothing. And right now, that haystack that they're working with is almost like the size of the North Atlantic. So it's immense.
The other thing about Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 is that so far there really hasn't been any debris found. And at least with the Air France flight, they found some debris about 48 hours after the incident.
Sure.
What does this suggest to you?
It's amazing to me in that every expedition I've ever been on, we see some bit from the sea. In this case, the satellites have seen objects that the aircraft can't find. The aircraft have seen objects that the ships can't find, to sit on the sideline and say, no, this is the next step, and hope that they go that way. But, you know, they've got a lot of talented people out there, and I'm just hoping that they make the right decisions.
David Gallo is Director of Special Projects at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Marco.